Welcome to The Bible Tells Me So, a program sponsored by Starting With Jesus. I'm Miss Katie, your host today. We have Micah to read our questions. Pastor Jonathan is with us to help us find the answer in our Bibles. And Aiden will read the Bible verse for us. Do you have your Bibles ready? If you don't, you might want to go and get them so that we can find and read the answers together. Let's go ahead and get started. Our question today is from Emily. Emily has a question. So, Micah, what is Emily's question?
Will there be other fancy clothes in heaven or just white robes?
All right, do you have your Bibles? Let's turn to Revelation chapter 7, verses 9 and 10.
All right, Revelation chapter 7, verse 9 and 10. Revelation is the last book in the Bible. And then you're going to chapter 7. Those are those big numbers, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And then we're going to read verse 9 and 10. So look under 7 for those little numbers. Revelation chapter 7, verse 9 and 10. Aiden, can you read that for us?
After these things, I looked and behold, a great multitude, which no one could number, of all nations, tribes, peoples, and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, saying, "Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb."
John saw those who will be in heaven, and he noticed that they wore white robes. These white robes represent something very special. You see, one of the elders explained to John that the people he saw in heaven were there because they had washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. You see, in the Bible, our sins are compared to spots and stains that make our clothes dirty. But when we ask Jesus to forgive us, it's like washing our clothes. When Jesus forgives us, those spots and stains go away. So in heaven, it won't matter what brand of shoes you wear or how expensive your clothes are. What will matter is that you have been forgiven and your life has been washed clean from sin. So that's part of the meaning behind wearing white robes. I want to wear a white robe, don't you?
I do. And you know, I think of my boys. Mike is a pretty good eater and he doesn't really get food all over. But Aiden tends to not think about what he's doing and food spills and he gets these stains. And then when we go out, it's like, oh, Aiden, go change your shirt because, you know, we don't want to wear food all over our shirts when we're out and about. And it's kind of like in heaven where God's going to give us that white robe and clean us and wash away all that sin. So we want that white robe because it shows that Jesus has cleansed us from our sin.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's really neat. Emily, thank you so much for your question. We're so glad that you joined us today. If you want to find more programs and activities, go to our website, startingwithjesus.com. And don't forget to start each and every day with Jesus.